The business saying, if you are not at the table, you might be on the menu, captures a hard truth about power, influence, and decision-making. It is not a threat so much as a description of how systems operate. Decisions are made by those who are present, informed, and empowered to participate. Those who are absent often become subjects of those decisions rather than contributors to them. In business, the table represents access. Access to conversations where priorities are set, resources are allocated, and strategies are determined. Being at the table does not necessarily mean holding the highest title, but it does mean having visibility, voice, and the ability to influence outcomes. When individuals or organizations are not represented, their interests are easily overlooked or, worse, compromised. The phrase is especially relevant in negotiations. When one party controls the terms of discussion and another lacks leverage or presence, outcomes tend to favor the former. Pricing, timelines, expectations, and risk are all shaped by whoever defines the frame. If you are not helping set the terms, you are often forced to accept them. In that sense, being on the menu means becoming a cost to be minimized rather than a partner to be valued. This dynamic extends beyond formal meetings. Strategic decisions often happen informally, through relationships, networks, and shared understanding. Those who invest in building influence and credibility gain access to these spaces. Those who do not may find that decisions affecting them have already been made by the time they are informed. Importantly, being at the table is not just about proximity. It is about preparedness. Presence without value does not secure influence. To earn a seat, individuals must bring insight, expertise, or resources that matter to the group. Competence, clarity, and contribution are the currency of inclusion. The table is rarely offered out of fairness. It is earned through relevance. The saying also highlights a defensive truth. In competitive environments, organizations constantly evaluate costs, efficiencies, and redundancies. When people or partners are seen as interchangeable or non-essential, they are more likely to be cut, replaced, or exploited. Those who articulate and demonstrate their value are far less likely to be treated as expendable. At a broader level, the phrase is a call to agency. It encourages professionals and businesses to take ownership of their position rather than assuming protection or goodwill. Waiting to be invited often means waiting too long. Proactively building skills, relationships, and strategic awareness increases the likelihood of participation where it counts. However, the lesson is not cynical. It does not imply that business is inherently predatory, but it does acknowledge that power vacuums are rarely neutral. In the absence of advocacy, others will act in their own interest. Being at the table allows for alignment, collaboration, and mutual benefit, outcomes that are far preferable to being reduced to a line item. Ultimately, if you're not at the table, you might be on the menu, is a reminder that influence must be cultivated. In business, as in life, participation shapes outcomes. Those who understand this seek not dominance, but presence. Ensuring their voice, value, and interests are part of the conversation before decisions are finalized.